Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We have Jesse Bollinger with us this morning, and Jesse is a student through Capella University who's working on a project that may very well involve some folks here in the area. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing quite well. Thank you, Jim.
Well, very good. Hey, talk a little bit about before we get into the project, I want to talk a little bit about where you are and what you're working on right now.
I am presently doing a couple of things. I am obviously a student at Capella, working through the Public Service Leadership Program on a PhD. However, I also serve as a volunteer director for a nonprofit called TechuPause, and also am the director for the retired senior volunteer program for Decatur and Ringgold counties.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like the whole volunteer part of your life is a big part of it and getting bigger as we go with a project that you're working on. You want to talk a little bit about this project that you're working on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. The project that I'm currently working on is my doctoral dissertation focusing on seniors 55 and over from rural Iowa communities, and focusing specifically on how their past work experience, educational background, and mental health focus on the selection of volunteer positions. When a doctoral student goes through the dissertation process, we are asked to find an area that has seen little, if any, research in the academic setting. And as I started to read, there's lots written about volunteerism, and there has been for between the past 30 to 40 years. But the rural setting has relatively been untouched between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, a lot of countries similar to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so I picked up on the rural setting and I'll be one of the first folks to really touch that.
Well, a lot of nonprofits depend a lot on volunteer support to make things work for them. How did you put these two things together? How did you get interested in doing something like this?
Well, it just kind of fell into place. The education and the work piece were something that I was pretty aware could have an impact on volunteers. I mean, it's not uncommon as a volunteer manager to ask someone what their skill sets are. And oftentimes those skill sets tie back to maybe things that they did before they retired. But also, as you look at, those 55 and over, there can be varying degrees of education. And as I've talked with volunteers, there can be some great separation between those that have a lot of education and those that don't. And I kept reading, so I had settled out on these two factors and pretty well gotten ready to start putting pieces together to start the study. And then I read some more. This idea of mental health popped out. And typically, what mental health means is that mental illness exists, and I didn't like that a whole lot. So what I did is I looked at more literature and redefined mental health to mean quality of life, because that's what was coming out, is that for individuals that volunteer, they traditionally see a longer lifespan and a more expanded quality of daily life.
Very good. Well, I know you're looking for some folks to help participate in a survey that you're working on to help with this research. You picked out a few small communities around Iowa, Atlantic being one of them, looks like Charles City, Clear Lake, Creston, communities like that. Why did you choose those types of communities?
Well, those communities, based on census data and data from Iowa State University, are population similar, but they are also similar in population of seniors. They're also similar in general attitude. Rural Iowa communities, from my own experience and folks that I know, because I'm from Iowa, there's a general feeling and a pattern of life, and so they seemed like a very good fit together. And I want similarity as best as I can, because when this study is done, this is going to be something that in the future could be replicated by another researcher in another area. So it's very important to have as much consistency as possible.
Oh, absolutely. Now, when you're working on this project and you're looking for folks to participate in some of these research surveys that you're working on, you're not just making random calls to folks, are you?
No. While I could have requested permission to do that, for ethical reasons, I did not feel that was a wise decision. So all of my recruitment has taken place through social media, radio and newspaper contact, and I basically have put the information out there, and individuals then need to come to me to express their interest in the study. I'm not just knocking on people's doors saying, hey, I'm a researcher, let's talk, and because privacy and security of data and confidentiality is very important.
Yeah, well, it would also take you a long time to narrow in on the types of folks that you're looking for that would fit into that survey as well. So what types of folks are you looking for then?
So what I'm looking for are folks that are 55 years of age and over, that are retired, obviously from one of the four communities, so have an address in that community, and also looking for folks that have volunteered or are currently volunteering within the past year.
And this would be basically a series of questions regarding, you know, what types of things that they have been involved in and their level of experience, expertise, preparation for these types of things, all this type of stuff.
That's right. What will happen is there will be three phone calls that will take place. The first will be, you know, once somebody calls me and I accept them into the study, the first call will be what we call the informed consent process. And that is me informing them basically of what all will happen during the study, what their rights are, what my rights and responsibilities are, and what their information is going to be used for. At that point, the second call is scheduled to actually do the interview. The interview is 10 questions. It lasts between an hour and a half, depending on how detailed we get. And then a third call happens to give the participant the opportunity to add any final thoughts. Mm-hmm. And at that point, their participation is done. They've finished their part, and then at that point, it's up to me to compile their information and draw conclusions and comparisons and finish the study.
Sure, sure. Now, if someone is interested in participating, how could they get a hold of you?
They can visit jessbollinger.com, and they also can call me at 641-455-2896, and they also can, I'm on Facebook, it's Rural Iowa Volunteerism Study, I believe, is what the Facebook is under. But phone is quite honestly probably the best way to make contact.
Well, I can see perhaps a lot of some small town officials, Chamber of Commerce type officials, folks who are involved in different nonprofit organizations being interested in this type of research, maybe to better help themselves propagate what they're doing locally. Will this be available to folks after you're all finished?
That is one of the hopes. As I started to develop the study, one of the questions that I had to answer was, why is this important? And that was one of the comments that I made pretty quickly, was there are some positive impacts for Chamber of Commerce and small community nonprofit organizations, because this research does have the potential to become more mainstream. One of the things that is very common for doctoral students once we graduate would be to take the dissertation and turn it into a popular media piece, say a book or something of that nature. Very quickly could become available to not just the academic community.
You bet. Well, still working on the project, so still a need out there. And if folks would like to get a hold of you, again, you want to give them that phone number?
Sure. It's 641-455-2896. And I might also add that I'm looking for 3 to 5 individuals from each community. Need at least a minimum of 3 to really make the numbers look good. But 5 would absolutely be ideal.
You bet. Well, hey, interesting project. Good luck to you.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.